should a religious minority relate to civic and suspicious neighbours, while at the same time preserving a strong sense of identity and loyalty to past traditions? These are questions faced by many Christians in many parts of the world today. And they are not unlike the author of the book of Nehemiah, which was our first reading, that had to be confronted. The book of Nehemiah is probably not one of the more familiar books of the Bible to us. The Jewish community of which Nehemiah speaks had been in exile in Babylon. Under Persian rulers, they were allowed to return home, but not as an independent nation. And so they worked out how to relate who they were as a people, who they were as a religious community, and who they were as individuals. Firstly, their own Jewish community. They characterized themselves as the true heirs of Israel before the exile. The return from exile is described in a way that makes it look like a second exodus. The building of the temple and the book of the law ensured that life of the community was informed by the same values as its predecessors. The foreign power at the time was Persia, and this represented those who were sympathetic to the Jewish cause. Prompted by God, its king authorized various journeys backwards and forwards from Babylon, part of which we heard in today's reading. They also gave financial support for the rebuilding and the maintenance of the temple. And third community that was there was the neighbouring population. Now, these were a different matter. They were all the more dangerous because in many aspects they were similar to the Jews in their history, culture and religion. But they were not happy with what was happening. And they hindered and ridiculed and persecuted the Jewish people as they started to rebuild the temple. And so the community there had to hold in balance the differences between them and the surrounding communities, as well as the similarities with their culture. We too have that balance to work out. The balances of our differences from and our similarities to our culture and those around us. As a church, we must not become indistinguishable from the world, or it loses its capacity to serve the world as salt and light. A similar message is the content of our gospel reading, which is predominantly about the cost of following Jesus. Jesus asks people to follow him, and the first says, "Let me go and bury my father." Jesus' response might seem quite harsh, "Let the dead bury their own dead." But what he's really saying is, what are our priorities? There's time and space for all, but what do we put first? Another says that he will follow Jesus, but once again wants to say goodbye to his family. And Jesus says, no one who puts their hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God. It's a reminder that we are in the world, but not of the world. Nehemiah reminds his community that they too have to be part of the world that they're in, but they also have to have a sense of who they are and their calling and commitments to God, both as individuals, as a church, and as a community. Their priority is to God, both personally and corporately, and there's a cost to that if you read through the book of Nehemiah. The same is true for us and the church today. Our priority is to God, both personally and corporately, part of the world, but not of it, and to work out how we relate to those around us and yet remain faithful to God and our church communities, so that we too can serve the world as salt and light.